It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We have Camden Conference Volleyball for you tonight as the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks are hosting the state-ranked Camby Lancers tonight. And a nice crowd on hand here already. JV volleyball match just got done. Camby beat Dawson Boyd 2 sets to 1. 25-21, 25-8, and Dawson Boyd came back and won the third set, 15-12. Camby comes in with a record of 6 wins and 5 losses, and I tell you what, those 5 losses were to state-ranked teams. They lost to Russell Taylor Ruthen, ranked 3rd in Class A. Prior Lake in 3A is ranked 8th, and then Champlain Park, they're ranked 7th in, I believe, 4A. And McCray's ranked in 1A, 7th. And then last Tuesday, they lost a very good Central Minnesota Christian team in 5 sets. But they're having a great season at 6-5. And here they are tonight playing the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And the Blackjacks, wins and losses aren't there, but they're competitive. They play hard and they don't give up. They're 1-11. They're a lone win that came against Ashby last Saturday in Benson. I'm going to bypass the State Farm Insurance starting lineups right now. We'll do that after the national anthem because we're getting close to the national anthem here. Other matches tonight in the area, the Minneota Vikings, they are at Lacaparo Valley. Wabasso is at Renville County West. Lakeview's at KMS, Tracy Milroy Ballaston at Ortonville. Yellow Medicine East is at Princeburg tonight to take on the Blue Jays. And in the West Central Conference, Redwood Valley's at Montevideo, Osakis at Benson, Melrose at Morris. And there's a big cross-country meet that, well, they're probably done with that now. It probably started around 4:30 at Stony Creek Golf Course, Renville County West hosting that cross-country meet. As I mentioned, Dawson Boyd, 1-11. They've lost to some pretty good teams. They lost to Benson. Benson 7-3 on the season. They lost a state number one ranked team, Minneota Vikings. The Vikings are 9-2. Clinton Graceville Beardsley, they're 10-1. How about that? Up north there, 10-1. Or by Wheaton, I should say, not way up north. McCray, the Wolverines, are the talented team, currently ranked 7th in Class A. McCray with 11 wins and just 1 loss. So very competitive Camden Conference this year once again. And I tell you what, we'll take a commercial break as they play the national anthem. And when we come back, we'll have the State Farm Insurance starting lineups between the Camby Lancers and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Camby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, The Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, The Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. First for the Canby Lancers. Six wins, five losses on the season, and currently ranked sixth in Class A. Number one, a setter and right side hitter, Emily Nelson, a senior. She's 5'9". Number two, Bryn Cockleman, a setter and right side hitter. Bryn is a 5'7" senior. Number four is Carly Wollum. Carly's an outside hitter, 5'9" senior. Number six, Grace Hansen. Grace is an outside hitter for the Lancers. She's 5'9" and a senior. Number nine is Carly Weber. Weber's a middle hitter, 5'10", and just a sophomore. Number 13, Rachel Jellin, middle blocker, 5'8", sophomore. And the libero player, number 18, Jaren Hausman. She's a 5'2", and a senior. The Canby Lancer volleyball team is coached by head coach Janae Wright. And Carrie Wollum, Jenna Dreets, Heather Cockleman, and Amy Wagner. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Dawson Boyd Black, for the Canby Lancers, excuse me, for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight. They have a couple of injuries in their starters, so kind of a different lineup here tonight. Number one is Claire Stratmone. Claire is a setter and a defensive specialist at 5'3 and a sophomore. Number three is Stella Rowe. Stella's a middle blocker, 5'10, or 5'11, sophomore. And an outside hitter is Caden Perkins. She wears number four. She's 5'9 and a junior. Number eight is Ryland Plesner. Plesner's a middle blocker, 5'9, senior. Number 10 is Tyler Yomlin. Yomlin's an outside hitter, 5'7, sophomore. Number 14, Kaylee Brent. Brent is a right side hitter, 5'10, junior. And the libero player tonight is Hattie Keeman. Keeman's an outside hitter, defensive specialist, and she's just a freshman at 5'5". Caitlin Gruel is injured tonight. She is not playing. She's in street clothes. And so that's your State Farm. Oh, I should mention the coaches. Amber Omlin, JV coach, Haley Grittmacher is the head coach for Dawson Boyd. And that is your State Farm Insurance starting lineup, brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. JV scores earlier tonight. Canby won the first set, 25-21. They dominated the second set, 25-8. And then Dawson Took the third set, come rowing back there, and they won 15-12 in that third set, and that was JV action. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight for this Camden Conference matchup. We got a lot of volleyball in the next couple days. Of course, here at Dawson Boys is homecoming week next week, and they'll have a homecoming coronation, I believe, on Sunday night. When they'll have homecoming coronation, and the King and Queen Cannons, I'll go through them right now as we got some time. Evan Mort, Nate Hansen, Holland Shocker, Landon Tiemann, and Eli Olson. On the girls, the Queen candidates for Dawson Boyd this year, Riley Kosted, Rylan Klesner, Morgan Anderson, Alyssa Swazinski, and Alexis Olson are your Queen candidates. And I believe the coronation is Sunday night. So, it should be a fun week. They got a lot of things planned during homecoming week here in Dawson. Speaking of Dawson Boyd, we got football tomorrow night here on Q92, football action. And it's going to be a big one, folks. It's probably one of the top games in Minnesota tomorrow night. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks travel to Springfield to take on the Springfield Tigers. And that's a 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. You'll want to tune in to Q92 for that game. Dwayne Hasted and myself will be, I believe we're going to be on top of the press box. I was told the press box is not very big, so we got to climb on the top of the roof, they told me this morning, Springfield AD. So that should be a challenge. And we'll, hopefully it's not raining or real cold tomorrow for the football game. But that, I am looking forward to that tomorrow night. All right, the PA announcer here introducing the Dawson Boyd starters here. They have the little, I don't know what they call them, the little girls or the little volleyball team. And there's a slew of them, maybe 50, 60 girls and boys partaking in the volleyball program here at Dawson Boyd High School. And they, you can check out the video on my Facebook page. It was quite the scene, seeing all them little kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade, sixth grade girls and boys coming out, running with the Dawson Boyd varsity players before the match here. So that's also Chris Laney and the Dawson Boyd pep band did a great job before the game here and playing the national anthem. We'll have updates through other volleyball games tonight. As I mentioned, Mineota is at Lacapau Valley tonight. Lacapau Valley volleyball team, they're going to have a busy week next week. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, they'll be playing three matches. We'll be covering the Eagles quite a bit next week. And so here we go. We are ready to play some volleyball here in Dawson tonight. You might want to text a friend or call a friend. Tell them to tune to 92.1 FM Q92 for Lancer and Dawson Boyd volleyball. My first opportunity watching the Lancers. They lost a heartbreaker Tuesday against Central Minnesota Christian in five sets. Some of these girls have been playing together for a long time. All right, here we go. Referees are ready, and Dawson Boyd will be serving. Claire Stratmon waiting for the whistle, and we're going to be underway here. The Lancers in their bright blue and orange uniforms. Blackjacks in their black and gold. Here we go. There's the whistle. Here's our first serve of the volleyball match in front of a large crowd tonight. Stratmon serves it into the back row. And one of them will pass it up to the front of the net. And Emily Nelson, number one, gets it over. Dawson Boyd hits it back and out of bounds. Point, Canby. Grace Hansen at the net. She's 5'9 and a senior. And serving is Emily Nelson. And Nelson serves into the back row. Blackjacks having a tough time, and they get it over. Nice job there by Keeman, the libero player. And Camby returns it. Here's Stratmon setting all the way to the far court. Blocked at the net there by Hansen. And Cockleman. Now the libero player, Hausman, and a whistle. And it might have been a carry on. Let's see, what are they going to do now? They're going to give the point to the Lancers, I think. They're going to change their mind there and give a point to the Lancers. You know, Boston Boyd fans not liking that. I didn't catch what the foul was there, but Nelson is going to serve. The Lancers lead 2-0 early. And serving is over is Brent. Lancers side, Nelson a back set to Cockleman. Boom, and a nice dig there by Stratmon, but Stratmon couldn't pass it up to the front of the net, and the Lancers jump out to a 3-0 lead here in set one. Nelson with a little run jump serve, goes into the back row there to Keeman. Now the Black Jets get it over on the third hit. Nelson is going to set on the side here to Hansen, and she hits it over on the third hit. Back to the Black Jack side, and they hit it down, number four. Hayden Perkins with a kill, and the Black Jacks get their first point of the set, and they're down by 2-3-1. Hayden Perkins, the junior, serves in the back row. Nelson will throw it over instead of setting it, it works. Emily Nelson fakes the Black Jacks out there. She was going to set it over. And she's not going to set to a teammate. She just quickly threw it over the net. And it worked. 4-1. There's a run. Jump serve by Jalen. Lancers up to Brent, and she hits it into the net. Point can be 5-1. The Black Jacks are down by 4. And number 13, Rachel Jellin, will try the other side to serve, and she gets it deep in the back row, and they leave it out, and it goes out. Good decision in there in the back row by Dawson Boyd, Addy Keeman, the libero player. That's where you have communication. And she, at the last second, got out of the way, and it was just barely out of bounds. Here's Rolfe with the serve. Blackjack passes it up to Nelson, and a drive. Block, and it's out of bounds by a block out of bounds by the Blackjacks. And I think that was number four, Carly Wallum. Here's serving now is Grace Hansen for Camby. They lead 6-2. Grace Hansen serves, goes into the back row, and Yamlin passes up the net, and the Blackjacks can't get it over on the third. Oh, wait, Lance has hit the net, and a point for Dawson Boyd there. On the rotation, Jaren Hausman comes in for Camby. She's in the back row. Now serving is Emma Stotesbury. She's just an eighth grader for the Blackjacks. Stotesbury serve. Oh, that's a nice serve by Stotesbury. Nelson serves it, and she hits Cockleman. Boom. Bryn Cockleman with a monster kill. Great set by Emily Nelson. Cockleman went over 1,000 set assists in her career the other night. And Cockleman will serve into Stratmon, a little too far. Blackjack played off the net, but a net violation on Dawson Boyd. And it's 8-3, Canby. The senior, Cockleman, tosses the ball in the air, and there it goes over the net. Into the back row there to Keeman. Yamlin, and Stolzberry plays it over. Cockman's going to set up number 9, and a big kill by Carly Weber. What a set by Bryn Cockman. Cockman and Nelson are some awful good setters for the Lancers, and Coach Haley Grittmacher wants a timeout on the floor, so we have our first timeout. And the Lancers lead 9-3 here in set one. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hard-working student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Schibbel Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Paul Ramo back here in Dawson. The Lancers lead 9-3. And getting the kill as we come out of commercial break there was Carly Wollum for Canby. 10-3, Lancers here in set one. Canby picked up their first win of the season last Saturday in the Benson tournament. Yamlin sets up a drive over there by Plesner. Nice job by Plesner, and a big hit, left-handed kill by Emily Nelson. Nelson and Cockerman, they're a force to be reckoned with at the net for the Canby Lancers. Cockerman serves again, and it goes into Stratmoe and play at the net. And a drive by Plesner, blocked at the net by Carly Weber. 12-3, Canby. Like I said, the Canby's five losses are against some of the best teams in the state. Ooh, a service there by Bryn Cockerman. She served it into the net. Those five losses I mentioned in the Subway pregame show that Canby has, don't let the record fool you, they're 6-5. Oh, there's a service there by Yamlin. So, points for Canby. Yeah, five losses against state-ranked teams. Or four of the five losses against state-ranked teams. Some in 3A and 4A. Canby serving, and they lead. Wollum serves 13-4. And getting it over is Perkins. Here's the libero. Hausman passes the ball up to the front of the net. Dawson side. And Perkins throws it over for the kill. Hayden Perkins, her second kill for Dawson Boyd here in set one. 13-5. Dawson Boyd's number two. Heeman with a service there. Or no, an ace serve, excuse me. Heeman with an ace serve, and she'll serve again. There it goes to the right side. Canby passes it up to Cockman, and the Lancers get it over. Back to the Dawson Boyd side, blocked there by Nelson. 14-6, Canby. On the rotation, Grace Hansen comes back in. She'll play at the net with Rachel Jellin. Serving as libero player, Hausman. Here's a set by Stotesbury, a drive by Stratmoe. Nice set there by Emma Stotesbury, the eighth grader. And she made a nice set there to Stratmoe, and Claire threw it down. Here's a sophomore, Claire Stratmoe, serving. She's left-handed, goes in the back row, and an eighth serve for Claire Stratmoe. Something positive happening here for the Blackjacks. Well, I'm unable to play it in the back row there. And Claire will serve again. Looks like Claire drew a little bit over the summer. Nice serve, hit the net, but that's playable. And Emily Nelson gets her fourth kill. 15-8, Canby. And number one, a senior. Hard to believe Emily Nelson's a senior already. Good, outstanding volleyball player. And the serve is out of bounds. It's in. Yamlin decided to let it go, and she has a block and an ace serve and four kills here in the first set. And Canby leads Dawson Boyd 16-8. Emily's run jump serve, it's soft. Yamlin digs it up from her knees, and the Blackjacks fan on it on the third hit. Stella Rolls, the sophomore, missed time that one. And another timeout by Dawson Boyd's head coach, Haley Gritmacher. 17-8, Canby. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Lancer and Blackjack Volleyball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
We're back here at Dawson Boyd High School. Canby and Dawson Boyd in volleyball, a Camden Conference matchup. And it's a 10-point lead for Canby here in set one. They lead 18-8 as we pick up the action. Cammy Nelson sets up Cockleman, and she throws it down softly. A soft touch there for Bryn, and she has two kills. 19-8, we played at 25. Quick update from Lacapra Valley High School. Mineota took the first set, 25-14 on the Eagles. They're up 1-0. KMS leading Lakeview 1-0. Here it's 19-8, and a big kill by Grace Hansen. My, oh, my. What a set. I think that was Cockleman with the set. 20-8, Lancers. Nelson serving. She's had quite a first set. Here's the set, the serve. And Keeman gets it up to the net and hit out of bounds. There by the Blackjacks, number four, Perkins. And it's 21-8, Camby. Nelson with the run jump serve, a soft serve. Blackjacks play it up nicely. Now they got to get it over on the third hit, and Stratmone gets it over the net. Camby plays it up to Nelson. A big kill again by Hansen. What a set assist there by Emily Nelson. 22-8. Camby leading, Nelson serves again. And an ace serve for Nelson. 23-8. It's the Emily Nelson show for the Lancers right now. Lancers are giving her the ball, and she's scoring. Let's see if the Blackjacks can stop the bleeding here. Down 23-8. Served by Nelson. Nice dig there by Perkins. Blocked at the net by Camby. Here's a shot from the outside by Perkins. Nelson keeps it alive. Hausman sets up, blocked at the net there by number three, Rolfe, for the Blackjacks. And now a net violation on Dawson Boyd. And it's set point for the Lancers, 24-8 here in set one. Nelson continuing to serve here. And the serve is way long. She hit that one a mile long. And she's got a smile on her face. She knows that she smoked that one. 24-9, set point. And serving for Dawson Boyd is Caden Perkins. Perkins serve goes into number 13. That's Jellin. Here's Cockleman from the outside, and it's good. And the Lancers win set one, 25-9. And Cockleman finished that off with their third kill here in the first set. So that's the first set, and Canby wins it 25-9. We'll take about a 3-4 minute break here between sets, and we'll be back with more volleyball from Dawson Boyd High School right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products including Diet RC, Sun Drop, Cherry Lemon Sun Drop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Join me Friday night for high school football when the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks travel to Springfield to take on the Tigers. This is going to be a great football game. Join Dwayne Haston and me, 7 o'clock kickoff from Springfield. It's the Blackjacks and the Tigers in high school football Friday night right here on Q92.
High school. The set one is over, and Canby, well, they dominated in set one, 25-9, thanks to Emily Nelson, 5 kills, 1 block, and 2 ace serves. Hockman had 4 kills in that set. And the Blackjacks start set 2 out with a point, and they lead 1-0 on the Lancers. And a ace serve by Stratmon. And Dawson Boyd leads 2-0 to start set 2. Nice serve by Claire. Claire Stratmon looks over to Coach Haley Gritmacher. And the serve by Claire. It hit the net and goes over. Oh, what a dig there. And a block at the net by Dawson Boyd's Rope and Brent. That was a beautiful dig by number 13, Rachel Jellins, to keep the volleyball off the floor. But boy, Rope and Brent did a nice job there. 3-0. Dawson Boyd, now they serve it out of bounds. Point Canby. Rachel Jellin will serve. She's a sophomore for the Lancers. And the Lancers are down 3-1 to the Blackjacks. Jellin serves, goes in there to Perkins. And now Stratmon has to get it over from way in the back row, and she does. Here's a slide and a kill. Oh, nice play. Nelson set up a back set to number 6, Grace Hansen. And Hansen hit the ball off balance and scored. And it's 3-2. The Lancers serving. They can tie it up with a point here. Yamlin passes the ball up to the front of the net. Rolf gets it over. And it goes out of bounds. Point Lancers, they've tied it up 3-3. Lancers won the first set, 25-9. Canby will be serving. Rachel Jellin into the back row to number 2. A barrel player, Keeman, and she has hit it over the net and hit it on the side out. And the Lancers take their first lead here in set 2, 4-3. Mineota defeated La Caparra Valley 25-14 in the first set. Montevideo beat Redwood Valley 26-24. Here are the Lancers lead one set to none. And a drive and a hit, and Black Trash can't return it. That was a big hit by Grace Hansen again. Hansen's had a... Oh, that was Carly Wollum, excuse me. Carly Wollum and Grace Hansen. 5-3, Canby. And the ball hits the net on the serve, and it goes over. An ace serve for Rachel Jellin. 6-3, Lancers. Looking at some other updates here. KMS leading Lakeview 1-0. And a serve, and Stratmone, and getting it over on the second. It was Perkins. Nice play by Dawson Boyd, but hammering it home with Grace Hansen again. Her fourth kill. Lancers, they have their timing down. Timeout by Coach Haley Grittmacher, 7-3. It's a 7-0 run for the Lancers. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more volleyball right after this.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
We're back here at Dawson Boyd High School. Canby leading one set to none on Dawson Boyd. They took the first set 25-9. Now here in set two, they lead 8-4. Blackjacks jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Canby's got on an 7-0 run here. Serving for the Lancers is Carly Wollum. And she served it out of inbounds as an ace serve for Wollum. And it's 9-4. A lot of updates coming in right now. We'll pass along. TMB leading Ortonville in the first set, 15-11. Here's Stratmone, or that was, excuse me, that was Rolfe. Goes cross-court. Nice play by Rolfe. Canby gets it back over, and Yamlin gets it over on the third hit. Nice play by Yamlin. And then Canby hits it into the net. That was the best volley there for the Blackjacks here in the match. Boy, they really got after it there. Passed the ball well. Got to be able to pass the ball to your teammates. And the Blackjacks did that very well that time. Stella Rose serves. It's the Blackjacks down by four. Nelson sets up Cockman on the outside. Blackjacks defend it, but they can't get it over the net. And Weber, I think that was a block by Weber. 5-point lead for Canby, 10-5. Cockman, run jump serve. There it is, into Yamlin. Nice pass up to Stratmone, and hitting it over was Brent. Back to the Lancer side. Nelson throws one down. Look out! Janelle Savey. Earlier, it was a weak save by Janelle here, sitting next to me running the scoreboard. Volleyball is headed right to my head, and she put her arm out and deflected the volleyball. Plesner fanned on that one. 12-5, Canby here in set two. And number two, Bryn Cockleman serves. Goes into Yamlin, up to Stratmone, back to Kyler, and Kyler fanned on it. Couldn't get it over on the third hit. Boy, Kyler's doing a nice job in the back row for Dawson Boyd, passing the ball up to Strathmore, the center. 13-5 is your score here in set two. Canby serving. Here's Strathmore setting Plesner up, and it's good. Nice job by Strathmore with the set, and Plesner gets the kill. 13-6. And now off the bench and serving is eighth grader Emma Stotesberry. Stotesberry will run, jump, serve, hit the net, goes over, that's playable. Coughlin setting up. Oh, look out. Wow, my goodness. Carly Weber, that was the hardest hit ball. Beautiful set there by Coughlin. And Carly Weber smoked it. If I was on the other side, I'd get out of the way of that one. That would hurt. Strathmore passes the ball up to Stotesberry. And now Perkins gets it over on the third hit for Dawson Boyd. Outside hit there by number 13, and that's a kill for Rachel Jellin. 15-6, Lancers. And Coach Krittmacher's calling another timeout. So we'll take another commercial break here in set two. Lancers lead 15-6, and they lead the Blackjacks 1-0. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Paul Rainbow back here at Dawson Boyd High School, 15, make that 16-6. Canby here in set two. 10-point lead for the Lancers. They lead 1-0. On the Blackjacks. The serve there by number four, Wollum. Blackjacks return it, but hit it long out of bounds. Quick update, KMS leading Lakeview 2-0. Montevideo up 1-0 on Redwood Valley. Central Minnesota Christian leading YME 2-0. Here it's 1-0. Canby took the first set 25-9, and now they lead 16-7. And one of the referees talking with one of the Lancers here. Looks like her pierced ear, Emily Nelson. Doesn't look like it's bleeding. I think that's the referee who's checking. But I think we're good now, so we're going to play volleyball. Dawson Boyd serves. Lancers return it on third hit. Yamlin up to Stotesberry. And a nice tip there by number nine, Weber again. Well, she's playing well here in set two. Harley Weber. 17-7, Canby. Libero player Jaren Hoseman serves into the back row to Keeman. She passed it up. And a drive and a kill there by number four, Cade Perkins. Caden Perkins with the kill. Lesnar's going to come out. In is Rose. Rose, just a sophomore. And serving for Dawson Boyd, Hattie Keeman, a ninth grader. Serves it in the back row. Canby plays it up to the front of the net in a drive and a kill there by number 13, Rachel Jellin. 18-8. Coach Krittmacher's out of timeout. Coming in now for the Lancers is Verhelst. I think that's her first action tonight, maybe. 10-point lead. Here's Emily Nelson. She played outstanding in set one. Here's a drive from the outside by Perkins, and it goes down. four kills for Caden Perkins. I think that was Stratmon with the set in the middle of the floor. Kaylee Brent in now at the net for Dawson Boyd. Stratmon's going to serve for the Blackjacks. And there's a serve, goes deep, and the Lancers decide to play it. Now getting it over from the back row is Carly Wollum. She does that. Back to the Blackjack side, and Perkins with a drive and a kill. Nice job by Perkins. She's got five kills. She leads the Blackjacks in kills. 18-8. Lancers have some work to do, down by 10. Stratmon serves into the back row to Cockleman. That passes up, and a drive there, and Blackjacks couldn't return it. That was number 6, Grace Hansen, with her first kill, fifth kill for Hansen. Now in is Alexa Verlin, to serve for Canby. 19-10, a 9-point lead, and Verlin's serve is deep in the back row. Blackjack Yamlin over to Stratmon, and a drive there by Perkins. Nelson's going to set up Cockman a little off balance, but Cockman got it over to net. Back to the Dawson Boyd side. This is Brent. Nelson setting up all the way across, and it's good. Carly Wallon with another kill and another nice set by Emily Nelson. 20-10 is your score. We're in set 2 here in Dawson tonight. Lancers took the first set 25-9. Lancers serve, and a drive there by Rose, and it hits it into the net. 21-10, the Lancers getting close to 25. Tomorrow night I'll be in Springfield with Dwayne Halstead. We'll be calling the Blackjacks and the Springfield Tigers football game. I don't know if I'm going to sleep tonight. It's going to be a great game. Great game. Springfield's played in the state championship game the last 3 years in a row, you know, against who? The Minnesota Vikings. Vikings have been beat them in the championship 3 years in a row. And a kill there by Wallum. And they've got quite a few guys back. So it'll be a great test for Dawson Boyd. Dawson Boyd has been playing very well this year. So kick off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Dwayne and I will have our pregame show about 6:45. 22-10 the score. Stratmon will set Yamlin from the back row. Yamlin gets it over. Nelson set by Grace Hansen. And Cockleman can't play it. Point Dawson Boyd. 22-11. Coach Britt Marker out on the court shouting instructions. And Dawson Boyd's Caden Perkins serves it in the back row to Verlin. Now pass up and a cross-court kill there by Carly Wallum. Well, Carly's playing really well here in the second set. 23-11. Carly Weber is coming in for number 10, Verhels. Oh, Verhels is going to stay in, I guess. Oh, point. There's a substitution mistake there. Point for Dawson Boyd. 23-12. Now we'll have the... Not quite sure what the rule is on that for substituting, but it went against the Blackjacks there. Number 3, serving for Dawson Boyd, Stella Rowe. Rowe's serve hit the net, goes over, and an ace serve for Stella. Nice job by Rowe. 23-13. Canby. Rose will serve again. She's tall, 5'11". Serves in the back row. Ferlin up to Nelson. Emily, the back set to Cockerman. Nice dig in the back row by Stratmon, but nobody can play it at the net for Dawson Boyd. And it's set point, 24-13. Nope, what happened there? The referee on the ladder's looking at us. Oh, now we're going to play. Okay. Cockman serving set point for Canby. Play at the net and blocked at the net by Weber. And Canby wins it 25-13. and they'll go up 2-0 on the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. We'll take a couple of minute break again, and we'll be back with set number 3 between Camby and Dawson Boyd right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Mineota.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am. But what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help.
We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at Dawson Boyd High School. The Camby Lancers up 2-0 on the Blackjacks. Lancers took the first set 25-9, and they took the second set 25-13, and we're just underway here in set 3. Blackjacks need to want to win the match. They're going to have to take 3 in a row here from the Lancers. And Cockleman starts it out with a kill. That's her 6th kill of the match. She's a senior. 2-0 Lancers, set 3. Haven't got an update yet from Mineota at La Caparo Valley. The Vikings did take the first set, 25-14, from the Eagles. Here's Cockleman again, and she gets it. Cockleman again. 3-0, Lancers. Serving is Emily Nelson. She's played a lot of volleyball for the Lancers. She might have even started when she was in 8th grade, maybe. You know, she plays all year long. Lancers hit it over, and Yamlin gets it back over. Nice play by Yamlin. And Cockman tries to throw it down, but throws it out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd, and it's 3-1. Serving as number four, Caden Perkins. Blackjack played up to Nelson, the set, and a drive there by number six, Grace Hansen, with seven kills. 4-1, Camby. Passing is everything in volleyball. From the back row, when you get the ball in the back row, you take the serve first. You got to be able to pass it up to your setter, to your front of the net. And ace serve there by Camby's number 13, Jell, in her second of the match. And it's 5-1. Camby. And number 13, sophomore Rachel Jellin, serves it into number two, the libero player, Keeman. Member Gruel is first tonight. She's in street clothes for Dawson Boyd. And Keeman will get it over on the third hit. Deep into the back row. Camby passes up to Nelson. Here's a drive. Oh, nice block there by Stella Rose. What a block by Rose. And Cockerman's from the outside. Perkins can't handle it. And Cockerman's playing well here in set three, and it's 6-1, Candy. Number 13, Rachel Jellin with the run jump serve in the back row. It goes to Keeman. Play at the net, and the Blackjacks can't play it. Can't play it. A couple surprising scores looking at some of the area scores. Ortonville took a set from TMB, 25-18 in the first set. And they're up 1-0 on TMB. That's in Ortonville tonight. Montevideo took a set from Redwood Valley, 26-24 in set one. And the Blackjacks hit it long out of bounds. That was Yamlin. And the Camby Lancers have jumped out to an 8-1 lead. And Coach Haley Grittmacher calls a timeout. And so we'll take a commercial break again. And the Lancers lead 2-0 on the Blackjacks. They lead in set three, 8-1. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Camby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota, offering catering services. That's right. Contact Paul or Troy to help you plan and prepare for your next gathering. City Hall is offering special event food and drink services. Prices and menu ideas available upon request. So give Troy or Paul a call today or stop in at City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota.
Are you looking to build new or put on an addition to your current home? Do you need a new garage or overhead door? Maybe you just need to replace some windows. Contact Whitnable Construction at 320-598-7760 for all your building needs. Blake has over 45 years of experience and has a proven reputation for craftsmanship. Let him use his expertise to help you find quality materials and products. Whatever you have in mind, Blake can draft a floor plan for you. Whitnable Construction is licensed in Minnesota and South Dakota and ready to meet all your building needs.
11-1 here in set three. Camby leading Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks really struggling here in set three. They're down 2-0 on the Lancers here in this Camden Conference matchup. Yamlin passes up to Stratmone. Here's a drive by Rose from the outside, and it hits the net. Stoltzberry will come off the bench to take the floor here for Dawson Boyd. 12-1. Camby will serve, and this is number 13, Rachel Jellin, the middle blocker, sophomore. Jellin with a hard serve in the back row to Perkins. She passed it up to Stoltzberry. It was a little too far. I think Yamlin got a hand on it to get it over to net. Nice play by Yamlin. Yalman's going to be at the net again. That time it's blocked there by number eight, or number six, excuse me, Grace Hansen. Boy, the Lancers just dominating here right now, 13-1. Lance Blackjacks Keeman passed it up to Stotesbury. She throws it over. Nice play by Stotesbury. She was going to set, and she fooled the Lancers there. Coach Janae Wright off her chair. Nice play by Stotesbury. She did that quick, and she did it right in front of me here. 13-2 is your score, and serving for Dawson Boyd is Stella Rose. Stella's a sophomore. Here's this run jump serve by Stella, and it goes a nice dip to it, and a play at the net, and a play, a kill there by Plesner. Nice job by Plesner, and the Blackjacks get back-to-back points there, and they're down by 10, 13-3. Number three, Roth, with her serve again into the back row to Verlin, up to Nelson, and an outside hit there by number six. Hansen is out, and that's the fourth point for the Blackjacks. A little bit of a spurt here for Dawson Boyd, 13-4 Canby, and Rose serve goes into Jellin, and now back to Wollum, and Wollum with the kill. Nice pass. I think that was by Nelson, and it's back to a 10-point lead for Canby, 14-4. And number six, Grace Hansen serves in the Stratmore. Stotesbury. Here's Yamlin with a big drive. Nice dig there in the back row by Hansen. And attacking the net was Carly Wollum with the kill. Five kills, six kills for Wollum in the match. 15-4 is your score. Here in set three, Canby took the first set. 25-9, took the second set, 25-13. And now Canby just served the ball out of bounds, so Dawson Boyd will get the volleyball. And here's eighth grader Emma Stotesbury with the volleyball to serve for Dawson Boyd. There's a serve by Stotesbury in the back row to Berlin. Nelson with a back set to number 12, Anthony, who's in. She got it over the net. Plesner gets it over for Dawson Boyd, and a kill there from the outside by Carly Wollum again. Carly Wollum doing it all right now here in set three, 16-5. Cochlin's going to come back in for Canby, and she'll serve for the Lancers. Well, our Neon Needles post-game show after the match here tonight. We'll name a Neon Needles player of the game. Here's Nelson with another back set, and this time it's a soft touch by Wollum. Weber, excuse me, and the Blackjacks can't get it back over on the third hit, and it's 17-5. Paul Ramel here in Dawson tonight. All Canby, two sets to none, 17-5, and serving is number five for Dreesen in. He gets it into Perkins, Stotesbury. And then Keeman gets it over from the middle of the court. Here's a set. Oh, nice block by Stratmon. Holy cow, what a block by Stratmon. Right in front of me here. It was a bang-bang play. And Claire timed that. She's only 5'3". She jumps like she's 6'3". Off the bench now is Lauren Lee, a junior. She's going to serve for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks find themselves down 17-6. Goes into the back row, up to the center, Nelson, and a cross-court hit by Wollum. Carly's on fire here in set three. 18-6, Canby, set three. Let's see if we can get some updates here. Not much updating to do right now. There's Plesner over the net on the third hit. Emily Nelson again. Nice set all the way across the court. And a net violation on Dawson Boyd. That was Rachel Jellin for the Lancers with the hit. 19-6. The Lancers going for their 20th point here
in set three. And Wallum serves out of bounds. Lancers will get the volleyball. Remember back in the day in volleyball, when I first started broadcasting volleyball, the only way you could score a point is if you were serving. And a service there by Keeman. The volleyball matches were 3 hours long then. Glad they changed that up. Here's a libero player, Hausman, with the serve. Blackjacks return it, and the Lancers throw it back. And it's a point for Dawson Boyd. 20-8, Blackjacks fall. Just looking at my volleyball schedule for next week, looks like Lacaparle Valley's at Lakeview, and Canby comes to Lacaparle Valley next Thursday. And looking forward to that one. We'll do a couple Lacaparle Valley volleyball matches next week. 20-8. Nelson will throw it down in the corner. What a play by Nelson. Wow. Number 5 is going to rotate out. That's Addison Dreesen. And coming in is number 12, Courtney Anthony. Serving is Nelson. Emily, Lancers lead 21-8. We're in set 3. Serves go in to Yamlin, and nice job. Now Yamlin gets it over to net. Nice job by Stoats Fair. She's hustling out there. Stratmore. Yamlin throws it over. Yamlin's got a lot of touches tonight for the Blackjacks. And hitting it long out of bounds is Rachel Jellin of Handy. 21-9 is your score. Dawson Boyd serving now. Caden Perkins, the junior. Serves, an ace serve for Perkins right at the feet of the libero player, Jaron Hosman, deep in the back row. Nice serve by number 4, the junior, Caden Perkins. And now Perkins and the Lancers to take that serve. They go across, and number 12 fans on it for the Lancers, Anthony. And it's 21-11. Coach Haley Gritmacher doing some coaching there, standing up. Play at the net, and the Lancers get it over the net. That was Anthony. Now whistle, and a point for Dawson Boyd. Net violation on the Lancers. Well, Mineota beat Lacaparle Valley in set 2, 25-6. That's why they're rated number 1 in the state. And a big kill from the back row by Carly Wollum. 22-12. 22-12 is your score. Number 13 is serving. That's Rachel Jellin. She likes to go to one corner or the other corner to serve. Serves it into Perkins. Stoats Ferry, the back set. The number 3, Rothen, blocked at the net. I think it was by Hansen or Wollum. And now the Lancers are 2 points away from winning the match. Jellin serve. Hits the net, goes over. Blackjack Stotesbury does a nice job of playing it over. Nice job by Stotesbury, an eighth grader. And now she can't handle that one. Now we're at match point. 24-12, Canby. Next point for the Lancers. They win the set, and they'll win the match. Here's the serve by Jellin in the Stratmore. Stoatsbury setting up a drive there by Roth, and it's good. Roth gets her second kill. Blackjack still alive here. And Stella Roth will serve. Here's a run. Jump serve by Rolfe into the Hausman. Here's Nelson, and a match point for the Lancers, and they get it over. Nelson setting up, a hit in the middle. Oh, nice play by the net, and the Blackjacks get it. What a play by Plesner and Yamlin. Plesner and Yamlin did a great job at the net that time. 24-14. And now Blackjack serve it out of bounds, and that's the match. 25-14, Camby defeats Dawson Boys in three sets, 25-9, 25-13, and 25-14. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-98-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Seafeld Ostrich Services, or SOS, is your local team for excavation, dirt work, and utility line help around Madison, Minnesota. We're fully licensed for septic installation in South Dakota and are working on expanding our licenses here at home in Minnesota. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we serve farms and homes within about a one-hour drive of Madison, and we're happy to travel farther when the job calls for it. Summer goes fast. Now's the perfect time to book your project before the busy season ends. Give us a call at 320-297-1739. That's 297-1739. That's SOS, ready when you are.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. state rank Canby sweeps Dawson Boy tonight, 25-9, 25-13, 25-14. We'll go through the stats in a little bit, but Dawson Boy's head coach Haley Gritmacher joins me on the Neon Needles post-game show. Haley, what did you tell your girls there in the huddle after the match?
Well, most importantly, we have a lot of tiny fans here tonight with our youth volleyball night and autograph night. So I told them to go make some little girls' day and give some autographs. That's a really important part of our program is our youth development.
There's a lot of numbers there.
Yeah, preschool through sixth grade, we had about 75 kids. And they'll be doing camp every Monday night for the next 4 weeks. So they started this week, yep.
75.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
You got to watch my video when you get home. I videotaped it. It was just a sea of yellow.
Oh, perfect. I love it. We'll have to watch that.
Yeah, so who kind of runs that program then?
So our coaching staff and then our 9th through 12th graders primarily run the program. Typically in the summer, we do Monday nights. The little kids come in once a week, as well as this. They come in Monday at 5 o'clock. We run it for 45 minutes, so our kids are still out of here, you know, at the regular time. This year, Coach Almond kind of took the reins on the older kids the first 2 weeks, and then I'll take the reins with the littler ones the 2 weeks after that. So our families are really important to us, but we're so lucky that our kids are a part of youth volleyball now, so we're able to bring them to the gym with us. So it's been really fun to develop that program here
that's,
in Dawson Boys.
That's right. That's great. Yeah, check out my video. It's awesome.
I will. I sure will.
I tell you what, you ran the gauntlet here. You had state-ranked Mineota last week and now state-ranked Canby this week. It's tough, isn't it?
It is tough. Our kids know night in and night out that we're going to face teams that have a lot of elite athletes. When Emily Nelson swung out of right front with her left hand, and my girls looked at me and said, "What do we do, coach?" And I'm like, "It happens. Let her have that point. She's a super talented setter and right side hitter." So we just let her have that one and then moved on to the next one. We didn't pass very well in the first set, and so I was proud of our girls for being resilient and battling back to score 14 in that third set. So our goal was 15 points tonight, and we didn't quite get there, so we're going to fine-tune a couple things tomorrow that hopefully will put us a little higher on the scoreboard next week.
Yeah, so, I thought there was a couple. Caden Perkins, I thought, well, Rolt had a couple nice assists there. Somebody had a great block. I think that was Stratmone right in front of me.
Yeah, Claire had a big block on Carly Wallum. Their libero took it off the block, and then it went out of bounds. And then we ended up running a 5-1 towards the end with Emma Soltzberry, eighth grader. We needed to make a change. They scored, I don't know, 8 in a row maybe.
Yep, they went on an 8-0 run, yeah.
Yeah, and so it was just really important that we just found a way to make a switch, and we were able to do that. Hattie Keemans filled in our libero role really well. Kate Gruhl still out with that ankle injury. Hopefully she'll be back next week. But these kids fight. They're not afraid to lay out, and I told them I was proud of how their defense progressed as the match went on tonight.
Right. Soltzberry impressed me. She's only in eighth grade, is that right?
Yeah, she's set for our JV team, but
that's
this week
awesome.
With Kate's injury, she's been up on varsity
that
and filling the role
job.
Really well.
Yeah,
yep, she works really hard.
Job. Yeah, kind of a lot of young girls there. But
yes, very young, yep.
I remember when Cammy was very young, too.
Right.
They took their bumps there for a while. So.
Yes, the future is bright for blackjack volleyball.
Yeah, especially with 75 little girls and boys out. That's
yeah, it's crazy. We have a boys program in the spring, too, so I'm excited to see what those guys do.
All right, what's up next for you guys?
We go to Yellow Medicine next week on Tuesday and then have TMB at home.
That's homecoming week next week,
right? Homecoming week next week. It's going to be super, super busy and crazy, but it'll be great.
Yep.
So we're really excited.
All right, well, thanks for taking the time with me, Haley, and we'll catch you down the road again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the coverage.
I love broadcasting on the court instead of way
I know.
Up there.
It's so great. We're so lucky to have this amazing table. Actually, I was down in at RTR on Monday night, and they have a little wooden platform that's about 6 inches tall back here.
Oh.
And I thought, you know what? We need that so we can be just a smidge higher up.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's
what
great.
What happened to your right hand here? It's in the brace.
I was blocking this summer in July. Rylan Pleasner was hitting the ball, and I took it off my pinky, and now it's crooked. So.
Oh, gee. That's not good.
Yeah, so we'll see. It bothers me. I wear my brace.
Oh.
I'm not the best patient in
so
the world.
That happened last summer, huh?
Yeah, it happened at the end of July. So we'll just play it out through the volleyball season and see what happens.
All right. Thanks, Haley. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Haley Grittmacher of the Blackjacks. And we're going to talk with Janae Wright of the Canby Lancers. That was good. Good timing, Janae.
Woo-hoo! Go Lancers!
Nice to see you again.
That's a great feeling.
Nice to see you today.
Yeah, it's been a long time, Mr. Ramo.
Yeah, well, I'm back.
Yay,
here, so.
We love Ramo.
Hey, talk about pretty impressive tonight again.
Oh, I am so proud of these kids. You know, we had a tough loss on Tuesday night. Had a good practice last night. And listen, you know, it doesn't matter. Anybody can beat you with a volleyball. They came out, they played discipline, and we tried some different combinations tonight, and it worked in our favor. And this gives us kind of a chin there.
Yeah, I saw your schedule for the tournament. Where's that at again?
It's at the Burnsville Volleyball Warehouse. And, wow, there are...
Is that an invitational tournament?
It is. Okay. And it's like, it really represents. There's the top 16 teams are probably going to be there from the state for Class A. And there's Double A and going on as well. And it says something when six teams in the Class A are from Section 3A. It says something about our section.
That's right. It is
brutal. But we wouldn't want it any other way. We love the battle. And, hey, bring it. I'm from the Metro, so I'm beyond excited.
Right.
Can't wait.
All right. This is going to be a great weekend.
Yeah.
I'll be following. Can't wait for the results on that. Just want to touch on a couple things. Talk about some of your players, your Emily Nelson and Bryn Cochran. Wallum did a great job tonight, I thought.
Yes. Our senior leadership, just you saw it on the court. We got a lot of seniors this year, but... Wow, I am just so blessed with some coachable kids, many coachable kids, and, well, Emily and Bryn, I mean, they get the job done, and who wouldn't want a Carly Wallum on their team?
That's,
I mean,
right.
She gets it done, and that can be anywhere, and she's going to put it down.
You pass so well. That's the key
tonight,
to volleyball.
Yes, and we took Dawson, I believe, out of system, and it's like when you serve the ball and they're not serving it to the setter and they're running all over the place, that's our advantage, and we really took it tonight. For us, our service receive. Holy moly, I'm proud of the kids because they got it to the setters, and then you can kind of do what you want in the front row. It's great.
All right, Janae. Well, thanks for joining us on the Neon Needles Post Game Show.
Yep.
We'll catch you. I think you're at Lock & Barrel next week.
Yes, I think we are next Thursday.
So we'll catch you there.
All right, sounds good.
And then you got Mineota, I think, at home on the 2nd October.
Yeah, be there. Go Lancers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Janae.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Janae Wright, head coach of the Canby Lancers. And they win tonight over Dawson Boys, 3 sets, 25-9, 25-13, 25-14. Just get you up to date here on some other scores. Mineota swept Lac La Parle Valley tonight, 3 sets to none, 25-14, 25-6, 25-8. KMS up on Lakeview, 2 sets to 1. Redwood Valley up on Montevideo, 2 sets to 1. Ortonville and TMB tied 1 set apiece. And Central Minnesota Christian beat Yellow Medicine East 3 sets to none. Tomorrow night I'll be in Springfield for football. Dawson Boyd and the Springfield Tigers will go at it at 7 o'clock. That'll be a lot of fun. And, of course, Saturday, a full day. You want to head on over to Canby for Fall Fest on Saturday. And also Apple Fest in Appleton on Saturday, and I'll be at both places. We'll be doing some live broadcasts at those community events coming up here in Canby and Appleton. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. Thanks to Phil working the board. Thanks to our sponsors. Appreciate that. And, oh, I should have named our Neon Needles player of the game. It's Canby's Carly Wallum. I got her for 10 kills. An ace serve and 3 blocks for Wallum. She's our Neon Needles Subway player of the game. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Post Game Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
The time is 8:37.